I can't tell you how many times I come across a fixed mindset in my sessions. My counseling and coaching clients alike often have these blind spots where they don't really realize that they are stuck in a mindset that's holding them back. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how you can shift those with 12 key principles. And if you happen to be thinking that you have a growth mindset and not a fixed mindset, I guarantee that this episode is going to be transformative for you, because you're going to see you have a lot more blind spots than you initially realized. Let's get to it. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important, unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back again, my friends. I'm so glad to have you back. I am, as always, very excited about this topic. I spoke to this on episode 36, I believe. I'll have a link for that in the show notes. I talked about a fixed versus a growth mindset, but I decided to hit it again at a different angle because this is something that keeps coming up with my clients. And when it keeps coming up, I know that this is something that would resonate with most of my listeners. So I want to give some quick examples of this. So far, I've had 3 exchange students, and all of them have come from Europe. Many of them don't have very many siblings, and they grew up in a very different way. So we've discovered that they're quite picky, and we have a different culture in our home. But many of them say, or actually all of them have said to me multiple times, well, I don't like fruit. I don't like cheese. I don't like this. I don't like that. And they accept it as a fixed forever thing. And for whatever reason, that rubs me the wrong way. And I remind them again and again, you don't like it yet. Taste buds change all the time. Well, it's not just that. That's just a small example. But there's other ones, like personal training and counseling clients have told me all the time, I'm just not a morning person. I just don't like to journal. Or even from other people, I'm not athletic. That's actually one I've said to myself a lot. I have anxiety. I have health problems. What all of these things have in common is that it creates a belief in us that we are unchanging. And I hope you've realized through listening to these episodes so far that that is not true. From everything we're learning about the brain, we've discovered neuroplasticity and other things that we are always evolving and changing and progressing if we will allow ourselves to do so. So I just have a few quick tips today that can help you move from that fixed mindset to that growth mindset. And as always, don't forget to sign up for our Costa Rican retreat. There is not much time left. So you can sign up on fulfillmenttherapy.org. That is a personal growth and adventure retreat. I am recording this several weeks early, so it might have shifted somewhat. But so far, we have all women that are going. So if this is something you want to do, your window is rapidly closing. So sign up or use the feature in the show notes to text any questions you might have about that. If you're just on the fence and you need a little more information, go ahead and utilize that. And you can go on to the website, fulfillmenttherapy.org, to sign up for one-on-one coaching with me. And there's also something big coming for our celebration of our 100th episode, so stay tuned. I've been thinking about this like crazy, and I'm so excited. And I can't wait to tell you why I'm so excited. Guaranteed, you will laugh a lot. All right, let's get to those 12 tips. Number one, embrace challenges. See challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. I want to share a quick story for each one of these tips. When I mentioned that example of I'm not athletic, I didn't really grow up doing very many sports, especially since there was 7 children. It just was not in our family culture as much. Well, I've always wanted to do certain things like volleyball or gymnastics or things like that, but I have this fixed mindset often that sneaks in without me even realizing that I'm not good enough. Even though I'm a personal trainer, even though I go to the gym constantly, even though I play pickleball a lot, I still see myself as unathletic. And so whenever I start something new, I'm very clumsy and silly and all these things because I feel really insecure. And I'm trying to fight that fixed mindset. I guess fight isn't the right word. I'm trying to challenge that fixed mindset. So recently, I realized that I'd been a little hypocritical and I hadn't gone to play volleyball because I was scared. So there was this big church function with a lot of people playing volleyball. And I decided to go, even though I knew I was going to look ridiculous because I hadn't even hit a volleyball in like 10 or 15 years, probably. But I went and it was an amazing experience because I was willing to learn and grow, even if it was humbling. I honestly think pickleball was the same way for me. It continues to be the same way for me. Number two, learn from criticism. Constructive criticism is a pathway to improvement. Now, my clients and myself, this can be a difficult one depending on how that criticism is given. When I was in grad school for clinical counseling, for over 2 years, 2+ years, I believe, we had peers and teachers watching us. We had peers and teachers watching us, either in recordings or through that two-way mirror, and they just gave you feedback. They gave you that criticism. And sometimes it was not easy to accept. It could be pretty brutal, but pretty quickly you recognize that it really was for your benefit. So remember that next time you get criticism, especially constructive criticism. Number three, celebrate effort. Value the process and effort, not just the end result. The first thing I thought about as I was doing this research was parenting. I think sometimes we get stuck and we just praise our children for the end result. But what creates the most resilient kids and the ones that are the most willing to take healthy risks are when parents cultivate that environment where they are celebrating those efforts. And I definitely have been guilty of this. I often celebrate the end result, but do I always do it along the way? Not so much. Not always. Number four, persist in the face of setbacks. Treat failures as stepping stones to success. So I kind of already mentioned this, but that's like pickleball. Playing these people over and over again, even if they're twice my age and they demolish me every time, that is a stepping stone to getting better and better, even though it's hard to sometimes see that growth. Fulfillment therapy has been the same way. Building a podcast takes time, and those numbers, they don't just grow overnight. It's very challenging to have an overnight success in anything, and it doesn't actually exist very often. This also reminds me of when we had Jessica Winder on, and she talked about dating. So instead of seeing that as a failure, you can see it as a stepping stone that leads you to the best ending. Number five, openness to learning. Cultivate a curiosity to acquire new knowledge and skills. Okay, the first thing I thought of right away are those that are, let's say, 30 plus who take classes and acquire those new hobbies, because that does take courage because you're outside of that realm where you felt comfortable in college and all of those things. And if you haven't been in college for a while, then it might feel a little intimidating. But leaning into that and cultivating a curiosity, whether it's in a formal class or not, that really shows growth and will help you guard against those fixed mindsets. Number six, view failures as opportunities. see failures as a chance to pivot and evolve. So this is kind of like that other episode we talked about too, like failing forward and remembering these things happen for me and not to me. Closing doors lead to better doors. Just imagine that. Like I'm picturing this closed door and we can sit there and we can pout and cry and tantrum that that door is closed. Or we can turn around and recognize there's a much more beautiful door ahead and it's wide open. Okay, this next one is kind of like I mentioned in the beginning. Adopt a not yet mentality. This really resonated with me and I use this right away and I use it all the time. Understand that you may not have mastered something yet. So again, when your kids say, I don't like this, I don't like this, you say, you don't like it yet. You're not good at drawing yet. My youngest daughter says things like that all the time because she really goes all in and she's frustrated when she's not good right away. Like when we were teaching her pickleball or I was teaching her how to draw, she just gets so frustrated and I remind her that everything is practice and we have to cultivate patience. Number 8, inspiration from others. Draw inspiration from the success stories of others. Isn't that so appropriate? Because the last episode was all about Shackleton. Well, I've also mentioned other heroes that I have, like Corrie Ten Boom, Immaculée Ilibagazia, Viktor Frankl, and there's just a slew of others that are incredibly courageous, beautiful people that inspire us. So who are you inspired by? And seek to learn about them and remind yourself. I was reading the scriptures this morning, and I can't tell you how many times it was saying the words remember or arise or awake. It was like this action where you have to proactively do things to help you remember and then take the steps to arise to something greater. Number 9, welcome challenges as learning opportunities. Embrace difficulties as chances to develop resilience. So all of these are somewhat similar, but this one specifically is more about developing that resilience or that grit that we've talked about in recent episodes. And I might have read this poem to you a long time ago, or maybe not, but I modified a poem from Douglas Mallock's poem so that it applies to both men and women. And it's all about resilience and that refiner's fire. And I just love it. And I want to share it with you again. The tree that never had to fight for sun and sky and air and light, but stood out in the open plain and always got its share of rain. Never held a woodland crown, lived and died, potential drown. The soul who never had to toil to gain and farm their patch of soil, who never had to win their share of sun and sky and light and air, never became a sturdy soul, but lived and passed in their small role. Good timber does not grow with ease, the stronger wind, the stronger trees, the wider sky, the greater length, the fiercer storm, the more the strength. By sun and cold, by rain and snow, in trees and beings, good timbers grow. Where thickest lies the forest growth, we find the elders there of both, and they hold counsel with the stars, whose broken branches bear the scars of many winds and much of strife. This is the eternal truth of life. And I'll include that in the show notes, but I just love that. There's a purpose to our struggles. It develops this iron strength within us that we would never find otherwise. Number 10, foster a love for learning. So this is a little different from the other one. Not just an openness for learning, but it's fostering a love of learning. Develop a passion for continuous learning in various aspects for your entire life. Now, I love that I have a culture of this in my family. And I think about my mother and my grandmother, and they are always doing this, continuously learning and so excited to share what they learned. I hope every family has that. But unfortunately, from my clients, I have learned that that is often not a culture in many homes. So change your culture. Do what you can to cultivate growth, not only in your children, but in yourself. Number 11. These are the last two, 11 and 12. Number 11, cultivate self-reflection. So how can we do this? This is when we regularly reflect on our experiences and extract those lessons in order to grow. I mention this a lot, but journaling is huge. And not just that, but those daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly wins. Whenever we track our growth, specifically our growth, that's really when that insight starts to come in, especially with the journaling. I'm always surprised, especially if I review it, how much growth there is and how much more foresight people have than just living moment to moment. All right, here's the last one, number 12. Encourage a positive inner dialogue. Replace that negative self-talk with affirming and encouraging thoughts. Now, I've talked to you about this a few times. This is the neuro pathways. What kind of pathways are you creating? What thoughts are you making your go-to highways? For example, if you think over and over again, like I have sometimes, I'm not athletic, or I have anxiety, like you're over-identifying with things that you are instead of thinking of yourself as ever-changing. So think about that. What are your highways? What are your go-to thoughts that you think the most that become super highways? And remember that what you're thinking reflects in what you're saying and what you're doing. So what are you teaching your loved ones by your example? I just want to close with a few quotes because I love quotes so much. This one is by Carol Dweck, who wrote Mindset, lovely book. And it says, in the world of fixed traits, so what we don't want, success is about proving you're smart or talented, validating yourself. In the world of changing qualities, it's about stretching yourself to learn something new, developing yourself. So if you want to stay fixed, then scramble to prove that you're smart or talented. But in that growth mindset world, it's about stretching yourself. So which one are you? Are you stretching yourself or are you trying to prove yourself? The next one is by John D. Rockefeller. He said, don't be afraid to give up the good, to go for the great. And I think the way to do that, the key to doing that, is to recognize your limiting beliefs, recognizing the ways that you do have that fixed mindset. What things do you say to yourself that indicate that you don't think you can change? Because we all have them. The next one is by Jim Rohn. I've mentioned him in several episodes as well. But he says, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. So if you want to have growth, if you want to shed that fixed mindset, it involves change. It involves stretching yourself, like Carol Dweck mentioned. Albert Einstein said, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. So if you're intelligent, you're going to change. You're not going to say, I'm not, I don't like, and you're not going to over-identify with things like, oh, I have health problems, or, oh, this or that. There's not room for excuses in a growth mindset. This is the last one, and I really like this one. It's by Zig Ziglar. He said, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Isn't that so good? I'm going to read that again. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. So it's not about how smart you are, but it's your attitude that determines how high you will go. I firmly believe that. Well, I hope you enjoyed these 12 tips today and these quotes and the poem. I love learning about this stuff because no matter what you're trying to do in your life, no matter what you are facing, if you can shift your mindset from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, that will make all the difference in the world. You were made for growth, my friends. You were made for so much, if you will only believe. Don't forget about our flash sale. It may or may not still be available, so check out the promo code SAVE600. I said the first part of March, and as I'm recording this, I don't know the actual date that this is going to be published, so I think you still have time. remember that promo code is SAVE600, and you can find that on fulfillmenttherapy.org. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week, and may you create more growth in your life and challenge those fixed mindsets. Take care. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.